In November 2016, Peter Cross was met with earth-shattering news. He was diagnosed with a brain tumour, and despite having surgery to remove it, he was told it was terminal, with a life expectancy of between 10 to 14 months. His wish was to remain at home for as long as possible, with his wife Nicola and his two children, but for that to happen, an extension was required. Construction on an additional downstairs living space began, but funds ran out before the work was completed. In stepped builder Chris Whittle from Chelmsford. Chris, along with an army of tradesmen and builders, led the effort to get the extension finished. He put a call out for help, and the response was overwhelming as donations in the form of money and materials came flooding in. The task was to get the job finished before Christmas so that Peter could enjoy his last festive holiday with his family in peace and without construction materials lying around. And they did it. Brought to you by Essex Live, this is Humans of Chelmsford, and this is Peter Cross and Chris Whittle's story. So guys, thank you so much, Chris and Peter, for inviting me along today. And I'd also like to say, it's the first time I've done a podcast with a massive audience staring right at us. So say hello, everyone.
Quite a few people here today.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we're here today, of course, because of the tremendous effort that's happened in your house right
what
now.
What a tremendous, tremendous effort. Thank you very
exactly.
much, guys.
So just tell us, what has it been like to be a part of, and for this to get so much attention as it has?
Well, I didn't think it would cause so much attention because, like, you know, trying to finance it and trying to build it myself and with a lot of friends and family and people I know. But it's actually really, really gone so well that people have stepped up to the mark and come round and offered their help and their advice and their friendship, and their time is immense.
And Chris, really. you stepped in when you heard about their story.
Yes,
Chris here.
Yeah, funds had run out. What an effort it has been for you to lead.
It's been amazing. I was hoping for it, wasn't expecting it, and outcome's fabulous. I really wasn't expecting it to be this great. It is, like I said, the donations and support
from everyone
involved has been amazing.
Absolutely.
You've got to thank yourselves and everyone here has put the effort in. And if it wasn't
We've
for
got
those
people
guys,
here are builders, who are tradesmen, craftsmen, designers, and friends and families and wives and stuff.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Amazing
fantastic.
Effort put in by everyone. Everyone involved has seen it through.
Seen it through from a grain of sand to a castle on my hill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, this is all stemmed from the diagnosis you received,
Peter, in
November 2016.
Yeah. Yes.
Something a lot of people, I don't think, would know how to cope with when they're faced with that.
I don't think you ever could prepare for it. You never, ever want it to happen to anyone, including family and friends. And you obviously, you have to put a big wall up to hold it back. And that's what I've done in my mind and my body. And I think, really, I've almost beaten it in the sense that I've not let it beaten me.
Absolutely.
Definitely
I really
not.
Haven't,
Definitely
mate.
Not.
And of course, the reason the extension has been built is so that you can stay at home for as long as you can. Why is that important to you to stay?
Because today was, it's been 3 months now since I've had a third tumour, and what it really relates to is I shouldn't be here now, but I'm here and I'm going to have Christmas dinner at this table with my family. You won't believe, mate, how that means to me and my family. Because we said at the beginning of the year, we're going to get this done, have people around, have a knees up, have a drink up, and don't let it beat us. And that seems to be the fact.
Yeah.
That's really, really lovely.
Yeah. And we're here recording this 3 days before Christmas.
3 days before Christmas, it is.
It was one hell
of... We've got witnesses.
It was one hell of a challenge to get it done beforehand. Mm.
Being a builder myself, and I work with developers and tradesmen all like, and we've beaten targets, we've beaten times, schedules, and we've beaten the clock, but you never, ever beat yourself. That's the way to be, mate. Enjoy your life. You're not long on this planet, it doesn't seem anymore. So let's all have some fun while you're all here. Brilliant. Thank you very much, people. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Brilliant. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome, you know it.
Yeah. And Chris, you stepped in when you heard about...
Oh, Chris has been more than a diamond.
He's
a rock.
No.
He's a very skillful man, a very, very, very lovely fellow, a beautiful family.
Just doing what was right, that is all.
Chris, you're a diamond fellow,
mate. Don't be silly. You know, I'll do anything for you, mate. You know, I will.
What a lovely, lovely man.
Don't be silly.
I really mean
just
that.
Glad I could put it out.
Including yourself, sir. You're a good fella.
Thank you so much. No, it's...
all of us, you know.
Massive, massive joint effort. I'll say everyone involved here has just gone beyond what I was expecting. And everyone that comes here every day, you say, wow, that's done now. And everyone's just got here and cracked on.
See, 10 years ago, I bought this house. I gutted the lot, didn't I, Dan?
Yeah.
And there was nothing left, and I put it all back together. Had 10 years solid work, 6-7 days a week, and of course got the tumours, and really it knocked me back so far. I didn't think I'd ever get up, but we've done it, haven't we? All of us. Well done. Thank you very much.
Massive, massive effort.
Thank you very much. Unbelievable. Yeah,
absolutely. So, Chris, why did you think it was important to step in?
Basically, for the reason Speech just said, the place was a building site, obviously, and obviously being a builder, when you sort of knock through people's houses, for example, you do create a mess that people have to live in temporary, and unfortunately you got to that stage and you got too ill, and you've been living in that building site for 5 months, and it's not right for anyone, let alone someone that's going through what Peter and his family are doing, so... it had to be done, basically. It was you deserve a Christmas in here altogether. You'd set out for that. Unfortunately, your health sort of deteriorated, and
it did for a while. If, for
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
But back, mate,
exactly, exactly. Like I say, it's a stress off your mind. Just builders giving up a little bit of money, a little bit of time, and it's been done. It's been completed, and. His family can now have a lovely
Christmas. You've had to overwork things to make them right.
Yep. But
really,
We're all sitting in here now on the finished product, aren't we? So it's worked tremendously.
Yep.
And we talked about the donations that have come in, not just in the form of money, but materials. Everything in here is donated.
Yes.
What do you say to those people that have given you so
it's
much,
a big
so generously?
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
I don't think words can actually describe it.
Words can't describe that, because... we're sitting back looking at the finished product, and people have donated, and I've put in every penny I've had. We've cashed in everything we ever owned and stuff to do it all. And it's worked out well.
It has, really well.
It really has.
Yeah,
massive thank you to everyone that's donated, no matter how big or small. Exactly. There's no small donations, to be honest. Everyone's sort of, again, just stretched as far as they could, and it's been fantastic.
Yes.
It's made it happen, so, I say we had all the donations, but obviously we needed the people.
My advice
to
everyone is don't have an extension.
If you do, use me. Yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of, I wanted to mention a band of builders as well. So obviously, it's very close to your heart.
Unbelievable people.
Just tell us about the charity and just how important they are as well.
They are very, very important. Obviously, like I said, they've been going for a short while. They are very, very close to being a charity now, officially. They have, I've contacted the admin team and said that this is a situation. Obviously, projects like this take months and months to sort of, plan and organise.
A beer, Chris?
I would love a beer, thank you. And, I said, I contacted them and said, look, I know we can't actually offer anything officially. Thank you very much. But, however, if I could put a shout out for some help, that would be fantastic. And they said, of course you can, do what you need to do. We did. There's a huge, huge response. Huh? It was massive. Again, it's where 90% of these trades have come from. Those that couldn't make it here have donated. Some massive donations come in. We had guys that were supposed to turn up that then couldn't, so they then said, can we donate instead? So it's that group made this happen, really. And like I say, I've been involved in a project or two on there already. They do this everywhere they go, and it's fantastic. It changes people's lives that, in need.
Yes.
And, looking after each other, really, as a builder's charity set up for builders, and
it's a builder's dream.
It is, yeah.
It really is, isn't it? To have something they can say they're working in the community with, and give people what they're trained and and love doing, to do for them. And when we do stuff for others, like me and Dan work together donkey's years, and Richard and Jim and those, and you think, well, you've done really, really well on this job, and you think, well, got to get up tomorrow and start another. Yeah, and it's just sort of a rapid roundabout, isn't it, Dan? It certainly is, mate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, juggling things.
It's amazing. It wouldn't have been possible without that group, so I'll obviously continue to work on projects with those as well, because it's...
good man, this man.
Thank you very much. This sort of thing is, you know, the end result is far better than a cheque or a bank transfer, shall we say.
Because you're only
going to
decide on something else,
aren't you? Yeah, exactly. But the appreciation is a lot better. Yeah. And you know you've done a good turn.
You're not going to go and
buy
some food
around. The feeling of that is
amazing. In the bank,
absolutely, yeah. And I know you want the charity to grow as much as it can. This is the perfect showcase for what it
can
do.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
For the better.
That's the thing.
Yeah, and you mentioned how stressful this has been, but I'm sure you would do it all again in a heartbeat.
Of course. Yes, of course. I need to get some money coming in, but after that, I'm up for it again.
Well, absolutely.
No, it's fantastic causes, and like I say, we can all earn money. There's always time to earn money, but things like this make a massive, massive difference to someone's life.
You've got to realise your time isn't really allocated to you in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Your time is what you make of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And to finish off, I know you both have massive respect for each other.
We have.
Just, do you want to finish off by just saying,
well, basically, here's your extension, Peter, and your family,
Chris,
and
thank
I
you
hope
very
you
much,
enjoy
sir.
It, mate. Don't be silly.
You're a brilliant
silly.
Fella, I love you.
Don't be silly.
And I love you guys, what you've done, and you've really done
like
a lovely job.
Every single person here. And we've all signed a book for you as well,
you can
look back on it. But we've done it for you.
Later on,
we'll
do another piece for you.
Absolutely. We'll see how it's going.
We'll
sing next time.
We've got a backing group.
Enjoy your Christmas in here.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Massive thanks. It's a Merry Christmas from me as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done, yeah.
Follow Essex Live on Facebook, Twitter, or on Instagram. Go to our website essexlive.news.
Wie had dat gedacht? Van shoppen in Milaan naar achter de koopjes aan. Gelukkig heeft Telfort smartpakkers. Niet het laatste model telefoon, maar wel de beste prijs. Dat is toch genieten?
Geniet ook zonder te veel te betalen met Telfort smartpakkers. Zoals de Samsung Galaxy S7 met 1 gig en 150 minuten. Nu voor maar €26,50 per maand. Doe je voordeel mee. Telfort.
Let op. Geld lenen kost geld.